APA style for English for academic purposes, the body of a paper. How to structure the body of an APA style paper. After the title page is the beginning of the paper. At the top of the page, the title of your paper appears again. The title is the same as on the title page, centered, bolded, not underlined, and not italicized. The recommended font for the entire paper is Times New Roman 12. The paper size is U.S. letter 8.5 inch by 11 inch. Check under layout that it is not set to A4. Double space the entire paper and indent one tab at the beginning of each paragraph. Do not put a line space between paragraphs. The introduction is indented one tab, 0.5 inches or 1.27 centimeters, and begins immediately after the title with no line space. The introduction begins with a general statement about the topic to get the reader's attention. Often, the last sentence in the introduction clearly states the topic of the paper and is called the thesis statement. You should, however, be sure to follow your professor's instructions on how to write an introduction, body, and conclusion for the type of assignment you're submitting. Each body paragraph is indented one tab, 0.5 inches or 1.27 centimeters, and begins immediately after the previous paragraph with no line space. Look at the last page of this document to see how to set the paragraph spacing before and after the paragraph to 0. Each body paragraph usually begins with a topic sentence, gives examples or proof of what you state in the topic sentence, then ends with a concluding sentence. If you are quoting the exact words of another author, make sure that you introduce the quote and use quotation marks around the author's words. In an essay about pets, for example, the writer may say that dogs may help their older owners stay healthy, as researchers found that those with a dog and who were involved in its care were less likely to be lonely. Hauptebeek et al., 2021, p. 1559. After the direct quote, you need to have an in-text citation, which includes the author's last name, year of publication, and page number of the reference, and then explain to the reader how this quote supports or proves your claim. If you paraphrase the author's words, you may include the page number, but it is not required, and you do not need to use quotation marks. American Psychological Association, 2020. The final paragraph restates the thesis statement in other words. Then, usually ends with a general statement about the topic or something to get the reader thinking more about the topic. Following the end of the paper on a new page should be your reference list. More on this in the next chapter. For a downloadable version of the Word document, which includes the image above, click Perfect APA Format. For a Microsoft Word APA formatted template that you can edit and use to write your assignment, click Template for APA Formatted Document, EAP L 5-8. And Georgian College's APA Guide has helpful information. This video explains how to create in-text citations in an APA-style student paper. Navigation. Click Next Reference Page at the bottom right of your screen to see how to create the reference page of your paper in APA format. Continue reading the in-text citations for paraphrasing and quoting section for more information about more than one author, paraphrasing, long quotes, short quotes, videos, etc.